Hi, once again, this is Mike Moody along with Jeff Buckles and Mark Beebe as we finish the week in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 6 for this Bible study program. Lord willing, next week our brother Jeff Buckles will be in Romans chapter 8. And the following week we look to have Mark Beebe in Ephesians chapter 4. And it's a privilege to be with you as we rotate one week at a time. And occasionally we'll have a guest speaker, but we do appreciate Jeff, Mark, and myself, the prayers from the Christians as we study and attempt to have these weeks of meetings studying through the New Testament epistles. So let's look to the Lord in prayer. Father, again, it's a tremendous opportunity and a great privilege to speak on behalf of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we take it seriously, as the Scripture says, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. So we would ask that the Spirit of God would go before us, that we would rightly divide the word of truth. And Father, we just pray that we would truly study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. So Lord, we just pray for the same, for all that are listening, that the Christians would be true students of the Bible, not just read the word, but to study it and to know it. We pray for the lost that are in Randolph County as well, that they might hear the word. For we know that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. Okay, today we're in verse 6 of 1 Timothy 2, finishing out the week. And we see, for context's sake, verse 5 says, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time." Today I'd like to look at that final few words of verse 6, to be testified in due time. If you have the scripture open before you, turn to 1 John chapter 1. This is near the end of the New Testament. 1 John chapter 1, let's read the first four verses. It's very interesting to read the first and second and third epistle of John and tie it in with what was written many years before the Gospel of John. And we see here toward the end of the Apostle John, or John the Apostle, his life, and how he holds fast, and the word in 1 John is so compatible, as the entire Word of God is, obviously, but with the very Gospel of John. You see the same phrases used. You see the similar thoughts. We see some tremendous truths carried over from the Gospel of John over into the first epistle of John. But in verse 1 of chapter 1 it says, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life." So life was manifested. We have seen it and bear witness, and showed unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and have heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. Notice the words that John the Apostle used. John mentioned in these first few verses of how they have seen him, how they had heard him, how they had handled him, this very one, Christ. And as 1 John, this epistle was written toward the end of the first century, he declared the true testimony of God, the true testimony of Christ, after he had seen centuries, or rather decades earlier, this very one, Christ. And his false doctrine had crept into the early church toward the end of the first century. John comes here by the inspiration of God and declares, he gives witness, as he says in verse 2, he bears witness of these things that were accomplished in the person and work of Christ. John could say, the one that the scripture says, the one in whom Christ loved, the disciple in whom Christ loved, the one that would lay his head upon his breast, and he declares, he bears witness of this one that's the word of life. If you remember in the Gospel of John, as it opens up in John chapter 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And you know, it goes on from there to say in verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Christ is the Word. And he goes on to say in verse 15, John bare witness of him and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spake. This is speaking of John the Baptist now. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Here we see John the Baptist being mentioned by John the Apostle, of how he bore witness of the Lord Jesus Christ, the one full of grace and truth. And then back to 1 John 1, this one that was mentioned as being in the beginning, the one that was with God and was God, the Word that was made manifest and dwelt amongst us, is called the Word of Life. What a witness, what a testimony to hold to the truth of who the person and work of Christ is. So when we speak in 1 Timothy chapter 2 of testifying in due time, we turn back to our portion here. Scripture reads of Christ who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Let us turn to Romans for a moment, chapter 1. Our brother Jeff is looking at this book study. It's a big endeavor to go through the book of Romans. It's so much tremendous doctrine. The first 8 chapters of salvation doctrines, and it speaks of many truths throughout the book of Romans, a tremendously foundational book. So please tune in when Jeff is in Romans 8 next week. And we're in chapter 1 of Romans momentarily. Notice in chapter 1, verses 14 to 16, there's 3 I Ams. The Apostle Paul speaks of 3 I Ams. You know, Christ says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the true vine. He goes on with many I Ams, speaking of himself. But Paul here speaks of himself, saying, verse 14, I am debtor both to the Greeks and the barbarians, both the wise and the unwise. Verse 15, he says, so as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. Verse 16 says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. So he says, I am a debtor, I am ready, and I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. My friend, when we speak of being a witness, being a testimony for Christ, can we say that I'm a debtor? He said, woe unto me if I preach not the gospel. That's what Paul said. Then, being ready. Ready, as Peter said, always to give an answer of the hope that's within you. And then, not ashamed. Not ashamed. Do we stand up and give a word, as in 2 Timothy chapter 4, it says, be ready, or not ready, but it says in season and out of season. Preach the word, instant, in season, out of season. Are you not ashamed? What a thought. When we speak of Christ being the true testimony of truth, let's think of 1 Peter for a moment. Chapter 1, we see there, speaking of the prophets of old, verse 10, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what, for what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify, when it testified beforehand, notice that, when it testified beforehand, the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. My friend, the prophets of old testified of that which would come, the sufferings of the Messiah, the sufferings of Christ. And as the Savior said, he was there among his own, but his own received him not. But the prophets declared the sufferings of the Messiah, the sufferings of Christ, and the glory that should follow. My friend, here we are after those sufferings have occurred, after the physical and mental and spiritual torments of Christ, leading up to and upon that cross. Yet we look back to that. The prophets look toward it. Yet, unfortunately, the Jewish people today, in majority, are still looking, they think, toward the Messiah. In actuality, they missed him. Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Christ is the one that the prophets testified of the sufferings to come. And glory be to God that says, and the glory that should follow. My friend, will you be in glory one day with this one who suffered for your sin? This one that was the true testimony, the true witness. I cannot help but think of Philippians chapter 2. As it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. For God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God. My friend, Christ was willing to leave heaven's glory, that one day you and I may be in glory with him. What a testimony. What a testimony. In due time. When is the due time? As we mentioned in 2 Timothy 4, let us always look for the opportunity and say, whether it's in season or out of season, whether it's convenient or inconvenient, let us preach the word. Let us herald the word. Let us proclaim the word of this one that John bears testimony to, the one that Paul bore testimony to, the one that Peter bore testimony to. What a thought there, again, from Peter, this time in 2 Peter, where he was reminded, and he wrote of the time when he was upon the mount with Christ, and a voice came from heaven and said, this is my beloved Son, hear him. What a testimony. The Father points out the Son. My friend, as we close this week, as we've looked at 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 6, we've been looking today at the thought of the one who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. He's been testified by the prophets, testified by various apostles, testified in the Word of God. Are you pointing him out? Is it due time? Yes, it is. verse 15 of chapter 1 says, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners." This is the true testimony of our Savior. You've been listening to the Two Roads and Two Destinies Radio Ministry.